Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. This is the Hour of Prophetic Decree program. If you are joining us for the first time, you are welcome. We are trusting God that the Almighty God will visit you. The voice of heaven will speak concerning your life. Every voice of the enemy concerning you shall be silenced in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of Holy Ghost shall overshadow your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic Decree program. This program comes up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. And we thank God for many testimonies we'll be receiving. And we are believing, trusting God that you are going to be the next one to share your testimony in Jesus' name. I speak into your life now that every demonic oppression harassing your life shall be roasted by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the power assigned against your glory, the power assigned against your destiny shall be arrested, shall be arrested, shall be arrested. In the name of Jesus Christ, any power offering sacrifice against your destiny, that power shall be disgraced. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, listen to me. The Almighty God will cover your destiny with his glory. The mercy of God shall not depart from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. God will open the door of supernatural breakthrough for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, there are prayers I want you to pray now. Get ready as we pray. Each of these prayers will be performing wonders in the life of people when they pray this prayer. Each of these prayers will perform healing, will perform deliverance. Each of these prayers will move you to the next level. Open your mouth and pray this prayer. Say, blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in the mighty name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in the mighty name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, blood of Jesus, kill every strong man troubling my destiny. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, kill every strong man troubling my destiny. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, kill every strong man troubling my destiny. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, kill every strong man troubling my destiny. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, powers assigned to use my blood for celebration. Power. In the name of Jesus, powers assigned to use my blood for celebration. Power. In the name of Jesus, power assigned to use my blood for celebration. Die. In the name of Jesus, power assigned to use your blood for celebration. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Anyone that is connected to us now, and the enemy has vowed to donate your blood, I command that power to be buried alive in the name of Jesus. Any power that wants to use your blood for celebration, I command the power to be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray that prayer again. Say, powers assigned to use my blood for celebration. Power in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to use my blood for celebration. Power in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to use my blood for celebration. Power in Jesus' name. Pray. Say this one loud and clear. Say, every evil altar in my environment crying against my destiny, shut up, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar in my environment crying against my destiny, shut up, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar in my environment crying against my destiny, shut up, in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, coven of witchcraft in my environment, Holy Ghost fire, send them ablaze in the name of Jesus. Coven of witchcraft in my environment, Holy Ghost fire, send them ablaze in the name of Jesus. Coven of witchcraft in my environment, Holy Ghost fire, set them ablaze, send them ablaze in Jesus' name. We pray. Every satanic board crying against my destiny, crash land and die in the name of Jesus. Every satanic board crying against my destiny, crash land and die. Crash, fall, and die in Jesus' name. See, every satanic board flying against my destiny in the night,
Yeah, in the name of Jesus, every satanic bird flying against my destiny in the night. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, every satanic bird flying against my destiny in the night. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, every satanic bird flying against my destiny in the night. Yeah, in Jesus' name, pray. Lift up two hands and begin to worship the King of Glory. Aha, begin to appreciate Him. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are, and were created, who is like unto Thee, O Lord, who is like unto Thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like Thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praising, though in wonders, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Aha. Bring out a bottle of oil now. Bring out a bottle of water. Get them ready beside you, because I will soon pray on them now. Yesterday, I was talking about breaking mysterious bondage. Breaking mysterious bondage. Every bondage inherited from your father's house. Every bondage inherited from your mother's house that is affecting your destiny, I command the bondage to be broken now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every bondage as a result of the environment where you live, I command the bondage to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. A bondage is a yoke. A bondage is a captivity. When somebody is yoked by this strange bondage, it becomes a serious problem. It becomes a serious problem. Every bondage in your root, bondage in your foundation, bondage of slavery, bondage of poverty, bondage of debt, bondage of untimely death, I command the bondage to be broken today in the name of Jesus. Let this bondage be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that Pharaoh put the children of Israel on hard bondage. Exodus chapter 2 verse 23. Pharaoh put the children of Israel on hard bondage. Bondage that is hard. By that hard bondage, it shows the Lord there are different types of bondage. We have self-acquired bondage. The bondage you acquire by yourself, you decide to enter into the bondage. We have forced bondage. Bondage that the enemy force you inside. That is forced bondage. We have dream bondage. Bondage through dreams. There are many people today that if they close their eyes, they meet themselves in a terrible place. It's a bondage. We have witchcraft bondage. We have inherited bondage. We have territorial bondage. Bondage as a result of where you are living. Then we have sexual bondage. Sexual bondage. Bondage as a result of sex outside marriage. Bondage as a result of incest. A brother sleeping with his sister. A mother sleeping with the son. A father sleeping with the daughter. It's a bondage. If that bondage is not broken, it will affect the destiny of whosoever is concerned. Because, like I told you yesterday, that sex is a bond. Sex is a covenant, and it's a blood covenant. Sex yoke together with the fellow you have had sex with. Sex form a link between you and the fellow. Sex form a soul tie between you and the fellow. So sex is a spiritual thing. It is more and stronger than a physical thing. There is also heart bondage. Exodus chapter 1 verse 14. And they made their life bitter. So something can make the life of people bitter. And they make their life bitter with hard bondage. So hard bondage makes life of people bitter. And they make their life bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in pricks and in all manner of service in the field. All service wherein they have work. Make them to enter into hard bondage. Any bondage that is making your life bitter, if you can say a sevenfold amen, may that bondage be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, sex in the dream is a bondage. Eating in the dream is a bondage. Fear is a bondage. Meeting yourself in primary school in the dream and secondary school in the dream is a bondage. Finding yourself in your father's house barefooted or half naked or total nakedness is a bondage. You have to break that bondage and set yourself loose. The Bible says the hard bondage can make life miserable. Hard bondage can make life miserable. When a spirit husband is defiling somebody in the dream regularly, it's a bondage, and it can make that life miserable. It's a hard bondage that must be broken. There's a bondage called bondage of sin. Bondage as a result of sin. And there is what we call mysterious bondage. Mysterious bondage. By the word mysterious bondage means strange bondage. When someone, like the experience we had sometimes ago, a lady menstruating from the navel, menstruating from her navel, it's a strange bondage. When a lady sleeps, she slept at night, and she woke up the next day, she could not find one of her breasts there. It's a strange bondage. When a lady opened herself, and she could see the male organ and female organ attached to her body, it's a strange bondage. When you notice that every time you sleep at night, something carries you away from the bed and puts you in a cage, it's a strange bondage. These are bondage that are very strange. Mysterious bondage. Somebody that is attached to making love with animal is a strange bondage. Homosexualism and lesbianism is a mysterious bondage. This kind of bondage are strange. When a woman is menstruating maggot, it's a mysterious bondage. This kind of bondage are strange. And we need to break that bondage. The Bible says, my people have gone into captivity for lack of knowledge. Because they lack knowledge, their honorable men will vanish. I pray for somebody here. Any bondage assigned to make your life bitter. When an adult is bedwetting, it's a bondage. When an adult finds himself stealing, it's a bondage. Every bondage assigned to make your life bitter. La Kande so prayaka. I command the bondage to be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. How do you address strange bondage? Shakatabaraba. How do you ascend mysterious bondage? We have a case sometimes ago, a terrible spirit husband. This spirit husband will come into the room and wash the plate, set the room in order, arrange the chair, arrange the table. This spirit husband make sure that that particular lady could not get anybody to marry. Because the spirit husband said, you cannot marry anybody. Anybody who try to marry you will die. And those who propose to that lady, they enter into terrible attack. Those who are not dead among them became insane because of this strange bondage. This lady, a banker, but could not get married. At the age of 39, she was struggling. She had a master's degree, but could not get because of this strange bondage. How many people is she going to explain this to? It's a bondage when somebody is sleeping with the mother. It's a bondage when somebody is sleeping with the daughter. It's a bondage when somebody is sleeping, a brother and a sister, the same father and mother sleeping with themselves. It's a strange bondage. I pray for somebody here that every mysterious bondage assigned to make your life bitter, may this bondage be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken in the name of Jesus. How can you break mysterious bondage? Number one, you must give your life to Jesus. Number two, you must pray and inquiry prayers. You pray like this, say, Father, reveal to me the cause of this bondage, the cause of what I'm passing through. Father, show me a revelation of what went wrong in my life. Father, show me a revelation of how I was conceived. Father, show me a revelation of my childhood. Father, show me what went wrong with my foundation. Father, reveal to me who I am. These are deep prayers. Father, show me the cause of this battle. These are deep prayers of inquiry. That's number two. Number three, immediately you get that particular revelation. If you don't get revelation, stay there until you get the revelation. Immediately you get the revelation, 90% of the problem is solved. Then you begin to combat it with warfare prayer and deliverance prayers. And that is what we are going to do now. Confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy on you. Tell the Lord to solve your problem. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to serious prayer now. We have 7 yoke-breaking prayers to pray. 7 mysterious bondage-breaking prayers. You open your mouth and shout this prayer. Say, every hidden covenant between my life and my spirit, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant between my life and my spirit, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is happening now. Say, foundation of witchcraft in my life. In the name of Jesus, foundation of witchcraft in my life. There. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, mysterious bondage assigned to make my life bitter, break in the name of Jesus. Mysterious bondage assigned to make my life bitter, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Every hidden bondage in my life, in the name of Jesus. Every hidden bondage in my life, in the name of Jesus. Every hidden bondage in my life, in the name of Jesus. Every hidden bondage in my life, in Jesus' name we pray. Get a bottle of oil, a bottle of water ready. If you have a mantle, you just at an akashif, you just get an akashif there, you get akashif nearby you, or anything representing that. Handkerchief, you can hold it in your hand. Heavenly Father, I pray that the power in the blood of Jesus shall flow into the oil. The water shall be anointed. The water shall be anointed. The water shall be anointed. That water shall become water of fire. Water of fire. Water of fire. Water of fire. Water of deliverance. In the name of Jesus. I command the mantle in your hand, the cloth in your hand, to receive fire. Receive fire. Receive fire. Receive fire. Receive fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, overshadow this mantle. Overshadow this water. Overshadow this oil. Let the blood of Jesus move into the oil, into the mantle, into the water. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Drink a little now. Aha. Shalabarabaraba. Aha. Drink a little. And you open your mouth to pray this prayer very well. Say, every hidden covenant between my life and witchcraft spirit, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant between my life and witchcraft spirit, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant between my life and witchcraft spirit, break in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Say, I loose myself from the bondage of my father's house in the name of Jesus. I loose myself from the bondage of my father's house in the name of Jesus. I loose myself. I loose myself. I loose myself. I loose myself. I loose myself in Jesus' name. Somebody is receiving deliverance as we are praying that prayer. That prayer, that prayer, somebody should pray it again. I loose myself from the bondage of my father's house in the name of Jesus. I loose myself from the bondage of my father's house in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your chest now. And lay your hand there. Say this prayer loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, my Father, release me from foundational problem in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my Father, release me from foundational problem in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my Father, release me from foundational problem in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my Father, release me from foundational problem in Jesus' name. Prayer. Anoint your head now and lay your hand upon your head. Say, Holy Ghost, send your fire into my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, send your fire into my life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, send your fire, send your fire, send your fire, send your fire, send your fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Now lay your hand back on your chest and say this prayer. I pump the blood of Jesus into every part of my body. Oh yeah, begin to pump it. I pump the blood of Jesus into every part of my body. I pump the blood of Jesus into every part of my body. I pump the blood of Jesus. I pump, I pump, I pump, I pump the blood of Jesus into every part of my body. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your navel. And you put your hand on that navel. We are praying three prayer points on that navel. Shout this very, very loud. Aha. If you pray it now, a lot of things will begin to happen. Say, foundational strong man assigned to waste my effort. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Foundational strong man assigned to waste my effort. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Foundational strong man assigned to waste my effort. Yeah. In Jesus' name we pray. See, put your hand there. Say, inherited affliction troubling my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, inherited affliction troubling my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, inherited affliction troubling my life. Yeah. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Wonderful, wonderful. Put your hand there and say, generational spirit husband. If you are a woman, you say that. If you are a man, say spirit wife. Generational spirit wife troubling my destiny. Your time is up. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Generational spirit wife troubling my destiny. Your time is up. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Generational spirit wife troubling my destiny. Your time is up. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Generational spirit husband, spirit wife troubling my destiny. Your time is up. Yeah, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody, we need to pray this prayer very, very well. Anything my ancestors have done that is bringing affliction into my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Anything my ancestors have done that is bringing affliction into my life. Yeah, in Jesus' name. Say, blood of Jesus, wipe off every iniquity in my blood. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, wipe off every iniquity in my blood. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, wipe off, 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 wipe off. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two hands. I decree that your hand shall be delivered from the yoke of poverty. Your hand shall be delivered from the yoke of the yoke and captivity of cobwebs with it. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two legs. Say, Lord, release your fire into my legs. In the name of Jesus, Lord, release your fire into my legs. Release your fire. Release your fire. Release your fire. Release your fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I decree to the life of someone today, the hour of the night shall begin to cooperate with you and your family from today in the name of Jesus. And the same hour of the night shall reject every instruction of your enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the hour of the day shall begin to cooperate with you and your family in the name of Jesus Christ. The same hour of the day shall reject instruction of your enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. You will go from grace to grace, from power to power, from prosperity to prosperity, from favor to favor, from blessing to blessing, from greatness to greatness, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. It is well. Look at something is happening there. The yoke of infirmity is broken. Anything affecting your bones, I command it to disappear now. Any disease in your bone, any disease in your blood, any disease in your vein, any disease in your muscle, disappear, disappear. Get out of that place. Get out, 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 get out. In the name of Jesus Christ, lay your hand on any part of your body that is not functioning very well. I command that part that is not functioning very well. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, by stripes we are healed. I command the stripes of our Lord Jesus Christ to heal you now in the name of Jesus Christ. That area that you have touched that is troubling you, I command the power of God to fall upon it. Holy Ghost fire, fall upon that area, fall upon that area, fall upon that area, and let that area be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Begin to do what you cannot do before. The power of God has fallen upon you, and the miracle has started already. Yeah, it is well with you. Lift up your prayer request now. Father, we pray on this request. Answer this request by fire. Give us a greater testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray for this nation, Nigeria. Touch our leaders. Lay hands upon this country. Work your way out, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. From today, there shall be testimony. You are looking for the fruit of the womb. Get ready. The blessing of twins and triplets is already coming. You have not married. Get ready. God is visiting you in a new way, and you will settle down. I'm praying for those who are having some bondage of some attack anywhere. You shall be delivered today in the name of Jesus. There shall be testimony in your life. I see a bondage of untimely death in the family of someone. Yes, I want to pray now that bondage shall be broken. You bondage of untimely death in the family of that sister, in the family of that brother, I command you now, be broken, 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 be broken. In the name of Jesus, you are free, and that family is set free from that untimely death in that family in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yes, the spirit husband that have been tormenting you has been buried now. Yes, power that is hiding behind the night, behind the hour of the night to feed you, has been disgraced. There shall be testimony. A letter of celebration is coming. Somebody is getting the letter of celebration. There's somebody here, those who are owing you, within the next 7 days, they are going to pay that money back. Yes. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get us, send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Act Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Act Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.